Welcome to the Where Rural Matters podcast, the official podcast of the Texas Rural Education Association. Here, we spotlight the people, policies, and programs making a difference in rural schools across Texas. TREA, Where Rural Matters.
Hello, everyone. This is Bill Tarleton with Texas Rural Education Association. I'm the executive director. And today we have a couple of folks with us that are going to explain some of the, we have many benefits and services for TREA, okay? But we have some that are free to TREA members if they just take advantage of them. And that's what we have today. We have Rick Lambert with Powell Law Group, and we have Jerry Bigham with My Credential. My Credential is professional development services. And Rick is going to talk about the legal services that is offered to TREA members. Rick, I will just go right ahead and turn it over to you. Welcome, and tell us what you do for us.
Well, just a little introduction about myself. I am a lawyer, been practicing law for about 34 years. My primary area of practice at this point is representing public schools throughout the state of Texas. I'm a partner with the Powell Law Group. The Powell Law Group is a full-service school law firm that has been in existence since, I believe, 1996. We provide basically soup to nuts, anything that a school district might face in terms of a legal issue, we can provide it. And specifically, I'm going to talk about our legal services program that is specifically tailored for TREA members. Specifically, as a benefit to being a member of TREA, and our firm is a strong believer in the work that TREA does, which is why we provide this program. We offer legal services to any district that is a member of TREA and then engages us as counsel. As part of the benefits, we waive any retainer for the school district. We provide prompt access to a school attorney anytime, including access after hours. While that may sound a little bit of a no-brainer, we have found that some are not as prompt, and we have specific clients that one of the reasons they like us is if they need us, they can get us on the phone immediately because, as you know, school districts can have critical situations that require immediate attention. We have what we call an Ed Clips, which is a weekly newsletter about public school issues. And right now we spend most of our time in Ed Clips talking about what is going on legislatively for school districts since we're in a legislative session. In addition to that, we'll do special client alerts as necessary if there's an immediate issue that needs to be brought to the attention of our clients more immediate than in our Ed Clips. We provide a reduced hourly rate to school districts as a benefit to being a TREA member. And with the waiver of the retainer and the reduced hourly rate, we expect that a district will probably be able to pay for their membership just as part of that benefit. We provide a complimentary insurance audit because we have found that public schools can benefit from making sure that they have insurance coverage that is going to take care of any legal claim that might come their way. We provide services the districts who are dealing with students with disabilities, and we have some highly qualified folks that are doing that. And in addition to that, we were part of the creation of a organization called the Center for School Governance. That organization provides board trainings, administrator trainings, and we've got a specific program that we're real proud of for aspiring superintendents or brand new superintendents to give them the opportunity to participate with a cohort for a year-long process to help them be prepared to meet the rigors of acting as superintendent, particularly given the turnover and that is occurring across the state with regard to superintendents. Some additional services. We provide governmental relations services under individual government relations or coalition agreements. We are a leading public finance firm recognized by the Bond Buyers Municipal Marketplace Red Book. And we also provide executive searches at a very reasonable rate, which also includes some training components for those that are seeking a superintendent. So that's kind of a nutshell of the things that we provide under the what we call the Legal Services Program or LSP. I thought I might throw in just a little bit of discussion related to the retention of lawyers, just as kind of a little legal update, since I've got some time. For those of you that are not aware, your board policy BBD is the policy that deals with the selection of legal counsel. Under that policy, it recites the requirements of Texas Education Code 44031F, as well as the government code section 2254003, which provides that you select legal counsel based upon demonstrated qualifications, not based upon a bid process or based upon price. So basically, this can be done in a formal manner or an informal matter. But as an example of an informal way of handling it, the superintendent, along with the board president, can collect information about the demonstrated qualifications of a law firm and bring that to the board. And as long as the board approves the selection of that attorney based upon the qualifications that are demonstrated, that is all that is required in order for the district to choose its legal counsel. If a district wants to go through a formal RFQ process, that can be done, but I just wanted to make sure that everybody is aware that that's not what has to be done. Formal versus informal is just a decision that can be made for the district. And then once the district has selected a law firm based upon demonstrated qualifications, this is not something that has to be repeated on an annual basis. And if you think about it logically, if a firm demonstrates qualifications the first time, a year later, they're going to likely be more experienced rather than less experienced. So again, since the standard is to choose based upon demonstrated qualifications, there's not a requirement like buying goods where you have to go out for a formal bid process on an annual or other periodic basis. Once again, that does not keep a district from following a different process. I just wanted to explain what is required. So Bill, any
Thank you.
questions just on what I presented?
Thank you for that, Rick. We appreciate that very much. Can you talk just briefly, before we let you go and go to Jared, can you talk briefly about the board training that takes place at our summer conference coming up in a few weeks? That's primarily that's June 23rd and 24th that you guys provide board training. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure, absolutely. And as a matter of fact, I was going to kind of pull up the schedule for what we're presenting this year. It's one of my favorite conferences. I enjoy the environment and the opportunity to in a good group size to interact with the school districts, and we provide probably, I don't know, six or seven different trainings, everything from providing the ISO training, what does a school board member need to be effective, evaluating the superintendent, signs of effective school board members, board operating procedures, a student with disability program or presentation on removals, expulsions, MDRs. Oh my, the Open Meetings Act, superintendent searches, tips for a successful bond program, advocacy, leadership, and superintendent mentor training. These are provided by our lawyers where necessary, but we also have a number of former superintendents or executive directors of service centers that are consultants for the firm, and they are part of that presentation process as well.
Yes, thank you for that. And I think board members can easily get 8 to 10 hours of board training. And I'll correct myself. That's Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, June 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. We offer board training hours on each of those days. And also you mentioned something about the dues compared to the legal services program. The highest category of dues that we have is $700. It ranges from 250 to 700, depending on size of a district and the retainership. I believe the approximate value from what I've talked to you guys before is about $1,000. So it more than pays for their membership to TREA. All right, Rick, thank you very much. Now I'm going to turn it over to Jared Bigham, a totally different free service that is going to be offered from now through May of 2026. Jared, thank you for joining us. And
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Bill. So My Credentials, a platform that TREA purchased a subscription to for all its members in Texas. We're a professional development platform. We offer 6-hour modules for teachers and staff so they can get their professional development hours online versus having to go in person somewhere. So superintendents and districts love the fact they're not having to pay for out-of-pocket expenses for conferences or trainings. They can either assign modules to their teachers or leave it up to principals or instructional coaches to assign modules to really three ways our platforms use. One, to get those days they're left up to the teachers on their own to get professional development hours. Two, if there's a cohort of teachers that they want to bundle modules for, we've got over 30 modules that range everything from HQIM to science, math, literacy. I mean, there's a wide variety of different training modules we have that they can assign the cohort of teachers maybe that are looking at leadership roles, and also teachers that are on improvement plan, principals or instructional coaches can assign our modules to help them meet criteria on improvement plan, whether they're first year teachers or whatever it may be. And it saves districts literally a ton of money by having access to this platform because they don't have to send people out, don't have to pay for substitutes for teachers to go out for training or conferences. And also parapros. That's one thing that a lot of districts across the country, we're in 37 states right now that we, the past 4 years, we've been working with, especially rural districts that have a hard time accessing high quality professional development. So when you go on the platform, the library of modules are, it's wide open in the district. So it's, you get access to all our modules. And again, it can be something that they, the districts leave up to the teachers to pick which modules that they participate in to get those professional development hours that they need on an individual level, or they can assign them for different reasons. But also we found that districts appreciate the fact that these are pretty rigorous. You can't just click through these modules and get a certificate. They're all 6 hours, which is the industry standard for a day of professional development. It's also the industry standard for a micro credential. So when a teacher completes one of these modules, they get that certification, but they have to pass an assessment at the end of the module. So it's not fluff. It's something that is rigorous. So superintendents especially appreciate the fact that they know that this is something that is rigorous enough that they know they're getting that day of PD that's quality, as well as the skills they need and can show after they finish the module. So, and all our modules are really based on superintendent feedback. We did surveys a few years ago with superintendents asking them across the country, what's professional development your teachers need tomorrow? Like what do you need to bring in your district? And that's how we developed the modules, including our most recent ones. We're always adding modules, and our most recent ones are geared towards CTE teachers that are coming from industry into the classroom and how they make that jump. It would give them some pedagogy, we give them some classroom management. So we're trying to be responsive to the need of superintendents, especially in rural districts. So as far as just a resource for TREA, it helps in not only saving money, but also getting skills to the people within the districts that are needed, but also helping districts save money by not sending them to conferences or training or paying people to come into their district, which to me is one of the great benefits of being a TREA member by providing the platform. So I can go into more detail, especially on an individual basis, if any superintendents or anyone has any questions, but the baseline here is that it's free professional development offered through TREA that is has an industry standard recognition as a micro credential, as well as fulfilling those PD days that districts require on an individual basis.
Thank you, Jared. And yes, we are very excited to be able to offer this free for, it's kind of a combination of TREA and a grant program that you have that allows this to be free for a little over a year. And we are very excited about that. As of a few days ago, we have exactly 400 school districts in our membership. And this means that all of the employees of each of those 400 school districts can use your services for free. And they are high quality instructional materials, professional development materials. We really appreciate that. How do they do it? How do they get started? What do they do?
So I think you sent out the link in one of the newsletters. Probably
yes.
You can send out the link again in an email. And it's really simple. Once they click on the link, they can register and create an account. The teachers can create an account. It takes less than a minute. And once they create an account, then they have access to all over 30 modules, either to pick from or the district assigns them. And again, y'all have made it really easy by absorbing the cost. And then we created the link just for TREA members. So it's really easy to create an account, log in, and get started.
Awesome. And just as a reminder to everyone listening that any of this information and contacts for Jared and Rick and all of us can be found on our website at txrea.com. Our cell numbers are there. Reach us anytime. I know Jared's contact information is on there, and I believe Rick's is too. I know how Law Groups is, so you can get in touch with them. But if you forget any of that, just call any of us at TREA, Bill Tarleton, Bonnie Walker, Maverick Walker, Casey Hyde, Cheryl Tarleton. Call any of us. Get in touch with us through our website or through email, text, and we will get you the information that you need. Thank you both very much for being here. We try to keep these short and sweet, and we have done that. So thank you very much, and hope everyone will take advantage of these free services and benefits that TREA has to offer.
Thanks for listening to the Where Rural Matters podcast, brought to you by the Texas Rural Education Association. Stay connected, stay informed, and keep advocating for rural education in Texas.